Okay, as we talk today about the home, we have about half an hour, but we're going to kind of break it down into four sections. First, we're going to talk about how the home and expenditures for the home and for living and environment affect qualification for benefits. So we'll go through that a bit. Then we'll talk about just considerations before buying a home, whether really buying a home is the right choice for that beneficiary. If we decide that we think it is or we think it might be, then what considerations should we give in the selection of a home? And then finally, time permitting, we'll talk about some of the mechanics that you need to take into consideration in the actual act of buying the home for the trust or selling a home from a trust. So some of those mechanical issues. And again, if we don't get to that fourth kind of general section that we want to talk about today, then again, that's covered in the paper. So please refer to that for that information. So when we talk about impact of the home on benefits, kind of backing up, I know we've gone through a lot of this over the last couple of days, but just want to make sure that we're all on the same page as we start addressing these issues. When we're looking at distributions from a trust for a beneficiary, there are generally three different categories of distributions that we might be looking at. So first, if we have money paid directly to a beneficiary from a trust, that's going to be considered income. And if they're on means-tested benefits, specifically SSI, then it's going to reduce their SSI benefits. If we reduce those far enough, we lose the Medicaid benefits. For some people who are just on Medicaid, not necessarily SSI, then straight-up money may or may not affect their benefit. It will be countable income, but it may not be enough to bump them off their Medicaid. But all in all, direct payment of cash is always going to be considered income. Then that second category is basically in-kind support and maintenance. So if a trust provides food and or shelter for a beneficiary, that will be considered in-kind support and maintenance, and it will reduce particularly SSI benefits up to a certain amount. And then finally, we have disbursements or expenditures by a trust for a beneficiary that are for something other than, they're to a third party, so not directly to the beneficiary, but to a third party for something other than food and shelter. Those are not going to be considered income to the beneficiary and won't reduce their income. So when we talk again about, we've seen this list before, when we talk about in-kind support and maintenance, the POMs give us very, very specific instruction on what is considered in-kind support and maintenance. And again, in-kind support and maintenance will reduce the beneficiary's benefits if they're on SSI. And we have this very precise, very convenient checklist that we can use for in-kind support and maintenance. We have food, mortgage, real property taxes, rent, heating, fuel, gas, electricity, water, sewer, garbage. There are many things that are not on there, but when we have one of these items that is on this list of in-kind support and maintenance, then yes, the expenditures by the trust for these things have the potential to reduce benefits, and if they're on SSI, certainly will reduce their benefits. So again, when we talk about in-kind support and maintenance, and specifically how it impacts benefits, the Social Security Administration applies two different standards. We have the value of the one-third reduction, which this year is $261 a month, basically meaning that if someone's in-kind support and maintenance is valued under this one-third rule, then it will reduce the full SSI benefit by the $261. However, when we're looking at expenditures from a trust, that's going to be subject to the second of these rules, the presumed maximum value, which is $281 per month in 2020. When we're looking at that one-third reduction, think about cases in which a beneficiary lives with parents. The parents are providing food and shelter, so they're living with a family member providing food and shelter. That's when you're going to see the one-third reduction. But again, with trust distributions, we're looking at that presumed maximum value of $281 this year. So the home itself, the home, when we, again, kind of coming back into that smaller focus on the home itself is considered in-kind support and maintenance in the month it is purchased by the trust. So let's say the special needs trust is going to buy a home for the beneficiary. In the month of purchase, it is considered in-kind support and maintenance and has that presumed maximum value, $281 impact on the beneficiary's SSI benefits that month. However, going forward, the house is owned by the trust. the beneficiary is living in the house, and going forward, the beneficiary is considered an equitable owner of that house, and it does not have a continual impact on their Social Security or SSI benefit, rather, going forward after that month of purchase. Now, very, very possibly other expenditures by the trust for other household expenses may still have that impact, but the right to reside in the house in and of itself does not continue to result in that $281 a month reduction in benefits. Likewise, repairs, maintenance, improvements, renovation of the home is also not considered in-kind support and maintenance once the house has been acquired by the trust, because those expenditures, kind of those big improvement expenditures, are considered enhancement of the investment itself and not one of those 10 items on that list that we see under the POMs. Now, utilities, things like that, taxes, those will result in income. And I